playing the guitar and not singing. And in the studio today, I have the Sandpoint High School Choir, led by John Brunel, and I have my dear friend and ex-assistant from 18 years ago, or 19 years ago at Gonzaga University, Paul Grove. And we're going to just have a wonderful Christmas party. I'm going to start by playing something, and then the choir, and we'll just see what happens. And then I heard this morning on the radio that we're going to do a sing-along. So after we do what's prepared, if we have time, we may decide on one song that we will all sing together. But first, this is one of the early things that was played on a guitar. Bach has always been used during the Christmas holiday. So I'm going to start the show with Bach. A little bit of Bach from, thank you, Paul, from the first prelude, from the first suite by Bach, the Suriban. And then Silent Night was the first originally played on an acoustic guitar. So I figured what better way to start to show them playing a little bit of Silent Night. And now I will segue to introducing the choir director from Sandpoint, Idaho, of the, is it the concert choir? Chamber, oh, change the name, okay, Chamber Choir. Mr. John Brunel. John?
I'd like to start off with the girls. Carol of the Bells.
Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, folk has awake, Christmas is here.
kind of a different arrangement of this type of song. It's done in a fugue.
Have yourself a merry little heart, be loud. Let your heart be loud.
All our troubles
will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry, yourself a merry little Yuletide gay. Yuletide gay.
All our troubles will be out of sight. Miles away.
Here we are as in old days.
And faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
Merry Christmas, so I pray now.
Sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich.
With arsenic sauce.
You're a foul one.
Foul one, Mr.
Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
You're a nasty, wasty scum. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is
full of gunk.
That best describe you are as follows, and I quote: stink,
stank,
stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch,
you're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable, mangled up in...
tangled up knots.
That was the Sandpoint Chamber Choir under the direction of John Brunel, and we're going to hear more from them in just a little bit. But we're going to move the direction now to Mr. Paul Grove. And Paul, you have a vocal mic there also. And Paul and I were discussing what he was going to do on the phone, and then a little bit when he got here. And there's so much that you told me, but I know you wrote an original piece. I'm hoping you're going to do that at some point. But what are you going to start with?
Well, I thought I would just get started with something kind of quiet, kind of mellow. The old song, Lo, How a Rose Ere Bloom.
Was Paul Grove.
More?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd like you to do another couple of songs.
Is it loud enough? Okay, well, this one, I've been very moved this year by the activities of the Native people at Standing Rock, and they're out there getting a foot and a half inch more of snow this afternoon, and they're standing up for our water rights and the rights of indigenous people and the rights of young people's future. So I thought the least I could do is bring along a piece that's a Huron, a carol that was written by Native people in Canada, the Huron people. And it's just simply entitled Huron Carol. There was a Jesuit priest who was with them. And so some of the words translate as follows. The person Manitou is their great spirit or their god. So the words are, O children of the forest, free, O people of Manitou, the holy child of earth and heaven is born for you.
Thank you.
you. That was Paul Grove. As we were talking, Paul, I've had Paul on during the Christmas show before. We had all the teachers teaching in the local universities and colleges on. I'll do that at some point again in the future. But we did a couple of numbers together, and I think I want to do one of those now. And I'll let Paul introduce it. It's actually a combination of numbers. I'll let Paul introduce it because it goes into a lot of different directions.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So Leon's the master of ceremonies. Here's where we're going with this one. Last year we were in the cramped little space of the old building, and it was just Vern and Leon and me, and it was cold. But we had a lot of fun anyway because we played What Child Is This, and we got really grooving on it. Mm-hmm. And so I was inspired to think, well, that was a lot of fun. Let's take it one step further. So I don't know if I should tell you what the surprise piece is. Let's just surprise and tell you.
Okay,
right.
Good. You start. All right. Let's make sure we're together. Paul has new strings which are going out of tune. I have old strings which, if I touch them, they won't stay in tune. So Paul is trying to get to match where I'm at. So just give us a second. This is called tuning.
And if the choir recognizes the tune, once we play What Child Is This, you might even want to scat or
jump in.
Yeah, just jump on in. Right? But we're going to start real mellow. This is What Child Is This.
Bit of favorite things. Thank you. Okay, I want to take this moment to say one of my pet peeves when I listen to radio announcers, since Paul said I'm the master of ceremony, I will take that opportunity. When people introduce recordings and they don't say who the performers are or who the composers are, it's just, you know, it's like all that work that you do, and I'm speaking now of the choir behind me, and we introduce you as the Sandpoint Chamber Choir, and that's wonderful. And I gave John Brunel, the director, his due credit. But I want each and every one of you, because I know you have your parents listening and your friends listening, to say your names. So I'm going to start with the girls first, and in a big, loud voice, one at a time, I want you guys to say your name. I'll give you a count so we'll have time to get close to give it. So on four. One, two, three, four names.
Adeola O'Betty.
Callie Laybourne.
Eleanor Allen.
Renee York.
Desiree Sampf.
Eliana Cravens.
Emily Nicholson.
Sierra Speakman.
Anna Hughes.
Michaela Kane.
Jasmine Burns.
And Julia Nader.
Sahara Shalopney.
Megan Vergatti.
Abby Johnson.
Okay, is that all the girls? Mm-hmm. Okay, now the boys, and I want you to say your names a little slower so that everyone will recognize who they're hearing. So I'll give you count of four again, and then the boys. One, two, three, four.
Daniel Sauter.
Silas Gaddy.
Brody Ponsness.
Joel Johnson.
Sam Dirks.
Ammon Ollerton.
Alexander Jones.
Ryan Bonker.
Freddie Libby.
Bob Stevens.
Kelsey Garcia.
Gabriel Merrithew.
Ben Robinson.
Brandon Hunter.
Riley Anderson.
Tristan Althier.
Devin Fredericks.
Ephraim Wise.
Ignacio Padilla.
Is that all the boys? Okay. So